This morning, I want to pray. I want us to pray for our children. And I want to pray against sickness this morning. You know, we live in a time right now where not a lot of hearts are sincere. Everyone is just becoming so selfish. As you can see that the world is changing. And it seems as though people are becoming cold-hearted. You see wars are breaking out. Of course, this is what the Bible tells us, that these things shall be at the coming of Christ, before the coming of Christ. You see, so many don't have jobs. So many people are just taking on their own thing to destroy, to take, to steal, whatever it may be. It's so much stuff going on. People walking up in places with guns and just shooting people, just if you look at them the wrong way, and if you say the wrong thing or different things like that. So many are losing their minds, just out of their mind. And these things are happening right in our own community. So many people are sick, and they are just diseases and sicknesses just coming up on their body for no odd reason. It could, you know, it's a lot of things that could be going on around them. You know, the air is toxic, the food is toxic, we're just living in that time. But this is not a time for us to be doubtful. This is not a time for us to give up. This is not a time for us to become selfish. This is not a time for us to get in our own zone where we can't be reached or we're just hidden. But this is a time where we need to break forth and arise and stand and begin to speak life and victory. This is a time where we need to begin to call on the name of God, to call on the name of Jesus. We need to get in that place of victory. We need to get in a place where our faith supersedes the things that we see. We need to get in a place where, in spite of what the results look like, that we know that something is greater than what we see, because the word of God says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I can't speak for all of us because all of us don't believe that, but I'm going to speak this for myself. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. The word of God says that, and according to Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the first verse, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then it goes on in Hebrews 11 and 6 says that it is impossible to please him without faith. And then if you go over to Mark, the 11th chapter in the 22nd verse to the 24th verse, it says that and believe God. Therefore I say unto you that if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, and you doubt not in your heart, but when you pray, that you shall have whatever, so whatever you say in prayer. If you doubt not in your heart, if you doubt not in your heart. He said, so when you go to prayer, go in prayer, believe in what you're praying, believe in what you're asking God for. And how do you do that? You go in, you believe, you just believe, you know, you have that confidence that, you know, if you have that relationship with God, if you have that relationship, You know that there is a time and period for everything to bring forth the fruit that you've been laboring in your prayer life, in your Bible study, and you're going to church, and you're constantly ministering to your children, you're serving your children. It's a time of reaping. During all the time that you've been sowing, and you've been sowing, and you're sowing, and you've been sowing, don't give up, because it's a time of reaping. And you never know when that time of reaping shall be. So let us pray this morning. Let us pray for our children. Let us pray for our loved ones. Let us pray for those that are that are locked up in prison in their mind. Let us pray for the influences that's going on in this world that's causing people to pick up a gun and just go shoot somebody. That's allowing guns to be their god and their protector. Because a man just said on the radio this morning that he was shot in the head with a shotgun and he's still living. You hear me? A man said that he was shot in the head with a shotgun and he's still living. So that let you know right there that life is not just a gun. I cannot take your life. Only God can say that when the last say so for your life to be over. Sickness cannot end your life. Only God can say that this is it. Your time is up. He said, don't fear what man can do. He said, but fear the one that can take away, that can take away your soul. So you don't fear the sickness. Don't fear the guns. Don't fear the violence that's going on. But fear the one who can take your soul away from you, who can take your very last breath away from you. The devil can't take your life from you, because God still has to say has the last word over your soul, over your life. God still has the last say so. God still has the last say so. So don't fear those things that you're seeing right now, because God said these things shall be. He said that war and rumors of war shall come to pass. He said that weather shall be changing where it wasn't hot, it's going to be hot there. Where it wasn't, where the cold wasn't there, it's going to be cold there. You see what I'm saying? He told us that these things is going to come. He said, but the time is not yet. So in this day and time that we're living in, rise up. Rise up in your faith. Rise up. Rise up. This is the time where we need to be praying, and we need to be fasting, and we need to be seeking the face of God like never before. I have to raise my hand that I haven't been diligent in my seeking, but I can't put no butt behind it. I still, if I can't pray on the outside, I pray on the inside. And if I can't say nothing else, if I'm dealing with that stubborn spirit, I still, my spirit within me still says, thank you, Jesus. My spirit, my, and I thank God for that. I thank him, because I don't belong to myself. I don't have the rights to myself. I was bought with the price. I was bought with the price, and that was the precious blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. You don't belong to yourself. Whether you're in Christ or out of Christ, you belong to something. You're serving something. If you say that you're not serving the devil and you're not serving God, I'm telling you, you're serving something. And whatever you're addicted to, and whatever you proclaiming, and whatever you standing firm on, that is what you made your God. And God is a jealous God. and he would strip that thing from you, and he would strip you down to nothing like he did Nebuchadnezzar. So you better rise up and you better walk in that faith that God is calling you to walk in. Come on, y'all, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us cry out to the Lord for our families, for our loved ones, for our neighbors, for our children, in the name of Jesus. Because I know some of you out there may have a child that lost their mind. I know some of you out there may have a child that's out there molesting someone. I know that some of you out there have a child that then killed someone. So you get up and you pray for your babies if you want your babies to make it. Hallelujah. Though they may have a death sentence, God can turn that thing around through your prayer. Do you open your mouth and you believe? And somebody out there have a loved one that is sick, that's burdened down, that is suffering. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father. Lord, we love you on this morning, God. And first of all, God, we want to just thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to pray. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, God, for loving us, Father, in spite of our situation, God, in spite of our wrongdoing, God, in spite of, Father, the thoughts in our head, Father, may not be right, God, but God, you yet love us, God, and you yet pull us out of fire, God, and you yet keep on pushing us, and God, keep on encouraging us, oh God, and keep on, Father, loving us in spite of, Lord. Lord, we ask you today, God, that you come the more in our heart, God. Come the more in our situation. Come the more in our mind, Father. Come the more in our children's life and their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let them not be influenced by the things of this world, God, and show us, put it up in us, oh God. Father, because sometimes, Father, we don't know what to do off the top of our head, and we don't know what to do, Father. Just living day by day, God. But God, we're asking you today, God, that you get in our spirit, Father, that you move us by your spirit, oh God, to do the things that, Father, that we supposed to do, God, that we walk in the way that we supposed to walk in the name of Jesus, Father. This is our desire, Father. Those that truly love you, God, those that truly are calling on you, God, those that are truly sincere, have a sincere heart for you, Lord. Father, I'm calling on you, and Father, we're calling on you, and we asking you, Father, that you will get in our spirit, that you would get in our heart, that you would get in our soul and our flesh, our mind, God, that God, that we will begin to move by your spirit, oh God, and Father, tear down, Father, every stronghold, God, that we would speak life into those that are dying, oh God, and those, Father, hallelujah, that are burdened down with sickness, oh God, that we would begin to speak the sickness off of them, God, and those that need deliverance in their mind, in their situation, God, that we will begin to rise up and speak, and Father, call that thing off of them in the name of Jesus, Father. Because in your word, Father, you said greater works, oh God, shall we do, God, because you're going away to be with the Father. Your word is true, Father. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, Father. It knows the thoughts, Father. The very thoughts of a person's heart. It knows the very thoughts in the mind of a person, oh God. Father, Father, your word is pure. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, Father. Dividing asunder of soul and spirit, oh God. God, you are able. You are able, God. You are able, God. You are able to do it speedily, abundantly, Father, what we think or ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we asking you, Father, to turn around the backslider, God. Turn the backslider heart back to you, Lord. Father, we asking you to get in the mind of the predator, Lord, that you would get in the mind of the murderer, God, that you would get in the mind, Father, of our children, oh God, and turn their hearts back, oh God, to you, Lord. Father, turn their hearts to you, Lord. Those that never even knew you, God, turn their hearts to you, Lord. Send your labors, oh God, and Father, take out the fear of your labor's heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we may do the work that you called us to do, Father, that we may be a living example, God, that God, that we will walk in that boldness that you're calling us to walk in, oh God, that Father, that every spirit of pride and every spirit of disobedience will be trampled on the feet of our feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will walk in a spirit of humility, God, that we will walk in the spirit of passion and love, Father, doing your work, Father, not in lust, oh God, lusted at the things of this world, God, but God, Father, that we will walk in the spirit of Father, that we will walk in your holiness, Father, the spirit of Christ, oh God. Let this mind be in us, oh God, that was also in Christ Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you to cover our children today, God. Keep them safe, Father, from the hands of the predators, Lord. Father, keep them safe, oh God. Touch my son, not only my son, Father, but sons all over this world, oh God, that are having a passion for guns and violence, oh God. Father, we ask you, Father, that you will pull them up by the flames of fire, oh God, and that you would turn their minds around, oh God. Those that once knew you, God, and know your way, God, know that this is a way of destruction, oh God. Touch their mind and bring them back, oh God. Bring them out of the pit of hell, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. For your glory. Those, oh God, that are being drifted away, Father, by strange doctrines, oh God, we ask you, God, that God, that you would get in their minds, oh God, and you would turn their minds back away from the strange doctrines, oh God. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, those that are sick and burdened down today, oh God, Father, we ask you to bring forth your healing upon them, Lord. And I pray, God, that they will realize, Father, it is you that are the healer, oh God. You are their deliverer, oh God. And let them rise up and begin to walk, oh God, in that confidence, oh God. And begin to go and heal someone else in the name of Jesus, Father. That they will confess that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory, God. Those that are on the streets, oh God, that don't have anything to eat, oh God, they that are suffering right now, God, don't have a way to go, God, I pray, God, that God, that you would, Father, turn, Father, that you would send your labors unto them, Father, and then I pray that you would give them wisdom, oh God, and how to come up out of their situation, oh God, once they have received you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, let them not walk away the same, oh God, let them not walk away still broken, oh God, let them not walk away still hungry, oh God, let them not walk away way, Father, still in their bad situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And those that are your people, oh God, Father, if you took every last one of your people out of this world, God, that love you, oh God, that serve you, Father, with a sincere heart, with a pure heart, oh God, with pure motives, oh God, if you take them all away, God, then, Father, there is destruction, Father, there is a great fall, oh God, and the world would crumble, Lord. So we realize, Father, that your prayer warriors are holding up, Father, the standard, oh God. They're sitting in prayer, God. Father, praying for those, Father, that would come to you, God, and realize, Father, that you are who you say you are, Father. Oh God. We need you, God. I pray, Father, during the times, Father, that the devil worshipers are celebrating evil, God. That your people, God, will begin to celebrate the name of Christ, oh God. That they will begin to, Father, rebuke the devil, oh God. And that we will be praying against the kingdom of hell, Lord. That they will be praying against the kingdom of darkness, oh God. That God, Father, your people will be loosed out of the bondages, out of destruction, Father. In the name of Jesus, cover our children, Father. Cover our children's mind, Father, for the music, Father, from the lust, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch our daughters, Father, our young daughters, Father, from the ages, Father, 1 and up, oh God.
that's looking at all this lust out here, Father, that's looking at all this demonic stuff, oh God, that is in being influenced by, Father, wanting to show their shape, oh God, wanting to shake their butt, oh God, wanting to twist their butt, Father, wanting to be something that they're not, oh God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would take away that influence out of their mind, oh God, and that you would cover it with the, Father, with the blood of Christ, oh God, that they would see purity, God, that they would desire your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, dear, my Lord, do it for your glory. Do it for your glory, Father. Do it for your glory. Do it for your glory, Father. Cause your people to cry out, Father. Bring us together, God, in love, oh God. Bring us together in love, oh Lord. Oh, oneness, Lord. That we may come together, Father, and be who you called us to be in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, Lord. Those, Father, that are sick with cancer, God, those that are sick with sugar diabetes, Father, those that are sick, Father, with blood conditions, those that are sick, Father, with kidney disease and heart disease, Father. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you heal them today, God. That you deliver them today, God. Those that are burdened down, Father, with these fear, oh God. Those that are tormented in their mind, oh God, thinking that people are talking about them, Father. Father, we ask you to deliver them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, those pastors, Father, that are preaching, Father, your word, oh God. Father, I pray that you touch them, Lord, and that you will help them, Father, to preach, Father, your word and deliverance and healing, God. That will preach your word to life, Lord, that someone may have victory, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. They will preach under the anointing, Father. The anointing, Father, that they will, because Father, you said this, the anointing that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke, Father. And those of your prayer words, oh God, that they will begin to pray out of a godly, sincere heart, Lord, that we will pray out of a godly, sincere heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need you today, Lord. We need you in our school systems, Father. We need you, Father, on every corner of the street, Lord. Rise up in us, oh God. Use us as your vessels, Lord. Your vessels that you, Father, may speak through, God. Father, that you may, Father, that you may serve, Father. Those, Father, that you are calling us to serve, oh Lord. You lead us in that direction, oh God. You draw us in that direction, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you so much for doing it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you so much. Hallelujah. I thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you so much. Your word said, when man's ways please the Lord, he make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Your word says, though a man... Whatsoever you think it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So a man thinketh that's what he is. So I encourage every listener today to change your thoughts. Change your thoughts from destruction to life. Change your pattern, your way of negative thinking. To positive. Change your defeat to victory. Change your despair to victory. You can do it. You may be saying, how can I do this? I see no way out. There's the children of Israel. They praised their way out of situations. They got on their knees and they sought the Lord with their whole heart. Even Ahab, he was so wicked. He was one of the wickedest men. Mary Jezebel. And when he saw destruction that was getting ready to come up on him, he went down on his knees. He ripped his clothes. He tore his clothes and put dust, ashes upon his head and began to sought to the Lord wholeheartedly. And God saw that. And he said, because he humbled himself before me. He said, because he humbled himself before me, he said, I will stand back and I will not do this to him. But his sons paid the consequence for him. So I'm telling you, if you're in a situation and you don't see no way out, you get on your knees and you pray with a godly, sincere heart. You pray to the Lord and you seek him until he allows you to see, until he give you the wisdom how to come out of your circumstances, how to come out of your situation, how to get victory over it. Sometimes it may be that you just have to repent. Sometimes it may be that all you have to do is forgive. Sometimes you may just have to release the stubborn heart, let it go. And that may be the very answer which you need to come out of the situation that you're in. Sometimes it may be that you just have to come out of that sin that you're in. Sometimes it's just that you have to believe. If you just believe that you're coming out, the Bible tells us, it tells us that let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Let the sick say I am healed. You begin to confess that thing. And I'm speaking about Mark again, Mark 11, 22. This is the word that I stand on. I stand on Mark 22 through 24. He said, if you have the faith as a gate of a mustard seed, that you can speak to the, he said, you should speak to that mountain and ask it to be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. And if you doubt not in your heart, you should have whatsoever you say. That's the word of God. And that word cannot lie. God cannot lie. He is a God of integrity. He can't lie. Sometimes all it has to be is that you believe. You just believe. So I'm speaking to that person today that's going through, and they don't have the direction. They don't have the instructions for their life today. They don't know which way to go today. They don't know how to come out of their circumstance. They don't know what to do. They frustrated. They want to give up. They contemplating suicide. They're saying enough is enough. They're saying I'm giving up. This is not worth it. I'm speaking to you today. Believe. Trust. Let go of the pride. Let go of the stubbornness. Let go of the anxiousness. Let it go. And seek the face of God wholeheartedly with a sincere heart. Seek him. The word of God said, they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. That means in obedience. That means in the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible said, walk in the spirit of walk in the spirit that you may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The only way you can serve God is in the spirit. You can't serve him out of your flesh. Now, when you serving him in the spirit, yes, you're going to see it through the flesh because you can't see the spirit. But the fruit of the spirit that you're operating in, you can see it when you love someone, when you give into someone, when you're showing mercy to someone, when you're showing kindness to someone, when you see a person in need and you're doing it, when you have long suffering for someone, they see your fruit. They see your fruit. So you're operating in the spirit of God. They that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. The word of God said, if you love me, then you would obey. You would obey me. If you love me, you would obey me. You will be obedient to what I am saying. If you love me, that's what he said. If you love me, then obey what I'm telling you. Because if I'm telling you something, I'm telling you something for your own good. I'm telling you for your own good. It's not to bring you to destruction, but it's to bring you to life. It's to bring you from point A to point B to A to Z. It's to help you. If you be obedient, then I know you love me. Did I know you love me? So I pray this morning that everyone that hear this prayer, that you begin to, you call out to the Lord, you pray, build that relationship with him. That way you would know the time and the season that you are in, that you would know how to respond to the season, to the trials, to the tribulations that's coming up. Because I'm telling you, if you're not in the spirit of God, when that time comes, you're going to be carried away right along with them. Those that are falling away, those that are that decided that they don't want to come to Christ, you're going to be driven away with them. So you get on your knees and you ask God to give you a godly, sincere heart. You ask him to give you compassion and to help you and teach you how to walk in the spirit, that you may not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You ask him to teach you how to be obedient. Jesus suffered the thing. He learned obedience through the things he suffered. So you ask God, teach you obedience, that you may obey him in the time that you hear his voice, that your heart would not be hardened toward him. Ask him to teach you how to learn, how to discern the timing that you are in, because I'm telling you, destruction is going to come up on you all of a sudden. It's going to come suddenly. And if you're not prepared, you're going to be driven away, because I'm telling you, when destruction come up on this world and you have not discerned the time, you're not going to know what to do. You don't know how, you're not going to know which way to go. You're going to be hysterical. Learn the time and the season that you're in. This is not a time to play. This is not a time to be sitting up here being contemplated on foolishness. But this is a time where we need to be seeking the face of God, studying the word of God, serving one another, praying for one another, building prayer towers and communities. This is the time seasonal celebrations like Christmas and all these things that we put before God. During that time, pray, seek the face of God. Seek the face of God, celebrating his name. Come together, have a gathering and just pray and seek the face of God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, help us. Father, I ask you to keep us from the hour of temptation that should come up on all the world. Help us to hold on to your word of patience, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need you right now, Father. We need you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you so much for doing it. We thank you so much for doing it. We love you so much, Father. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Today I'm starting a 40-day prayer, and today's prayer is going to be about it's called praying without ceasing. And in our everyday lives, a lot of times we forget to pray. We forget to acknowledge God in everything that we're doing. And one of the things that God brought me back to, he reminded me that I have not forsaken my all to follow him, because I have picked up things on along the way. And when you do this, your prayers become selfish, where though you may be praying for others, but you're praying for a lot of the worldly goods, which will perish. And then you have to ask yourself about these worldly goods. How will they benefit you? Will they lead you to lead you to heaven, or will they lead you to hell? So back to praying without ceasing. In order to pray without ceasing, you have to keep your mind on the kingdom of God. You have to keep your mind on the cross that you're carrying to get to where you need to be at in Christ. My cross, one of them, and this is one of the main things that God has given me to bear in carrying my cross, is writing. And I am a writer, and I have forsaken my duties as a writer for the Lord, because I was looking for something so much bigger and so much better. And do you know that being a writer is one of the greatest things that you can ever do? Because it's not easy writing. It's not easy. So I had to remember through the prayer, the 40-day prayer that I've been praying before, in my last 40-day journey, I remember close to the end of my journey, and I have two more days in my 40-day prayer outside of this prayer. That me praying that for those 40 days had reminded me that I had forgotten that I supposed to forsake everything to follow Christ. And later on, I'm going to go in depth with that. Not today, but later on, I'm going to go in depth with forsaking everything to follow Christ. Because a lot of times, people think that forsaking everything is forgetting about him, to take care of yourself, or taking care of others, and just follow Christ. So later on, I'm gonna go a little bit deeper with that, and that we can have a clear understanding on forsaking everything to follow Christ. Maybe I can touch on it right now. Basically, when you forsake everything, it's taking self out of the way and putting Christ in the place of self. Not being selfish with yourself, your giving, and it's a lot of other things that play a part in that as well. But in order to be a person that prays without ceasing, you have to take self out of the equation. Because a lot of times we have that woe is me mentality, that what about me? And when Christ died on the cross, that is not what he said. He didn't say woe is me. He didn't pity himself because of what he was going through, but he pitied the world because they didn't understand him. So my prayer today is, Lord, teaching us how to pray without ceasing. And I'm talking about walking in prayer. I'm talking about sleeping in prayer. I'm talking about in everything you do, you're praying. And that's a lifestyle that I once lived when I forsaked everything to follow Christ. And I had my son, and I was still able to do that, to walk and breathe prayer. That was my daily journey, was praying without ceasing. So, and that's for 40 days. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be praying to God for that type of lifestyle of praying without ceasing. And at the end of this 40-day prayer, we're seeking that it would be fulfilled. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much, Father, that you have blessed us, Father, to see another day, Lord. We thank you so much, Father, for just loving us and keeping us, oh God, and encouraging us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for not giving up on us, Father, when we forgot our journey, Lord. When we forgot the purpose of our walk, Lord. When we forgot the mission, Lord. Father, you still yet kept us. You still yet held on to us, Lord. You still yet loved us, oh Lord, and you did not forsake us, oh God, in spite of, Father. We thank you so much, Father, for being long-suffering over us, Lord. Because, Father, without your long-suffering over us, Lord, Father, we would be dead a long time ago. Father, we would have been dead a long time ago, Lord, without your long suffering, oh God. Father, when we, the first thing we would have done wrong, Father, we would be knocked out the box, oh God. In the first time of temptation, Father, it would have been over for us, Lord. But we thank you so much for your long suffering over us, Lord. We thank you for your kindness and your mercy, Father, your gentleness, Lord, with us, oh God, in spite of the pain that we may go through, in spite of the sickness that we may go through, in spite of, Father, the persecutions we may go through, God. But when we sit back and we think about it, when I sit back and think about it, God, Father, all I see is your love, Lord. All I see is your gentleness, Lord. All I see, Father, is your compassion toward us, Lord. Because a lot of the things that we go through, Father, we may have deserved it, Lord. But God, we sit up there and we have that sometimes, Father, that woe is me mentality, Father, that selfishness, Lord. And we want to ask you, Father, to forgive us, Father, for being selfish, Lord. We want to ask you, Father, to forgive us, Father, for, Father, not acknowledging you in everything, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We want to ask you, Father, to forgive us, Father, for not loving our neighbors, oh God, when they were in need, Father, for not reaching out to them and trying to help them and trying to comfort them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the best way that we could have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to ask you to forgive us, Father, for sin seen and unseen, Lord. We want to ask you to forgive us, Father, for when you told us, oh God, that that was not the right way to go, Father, we went anyway, Father, because we were desperate, oh God. We ask you to forgive us today, God. We want to ask you, Father, to forgive us, Father, for the wicked thoughts we have thought, Father. The thoughts that we have entertained, Father, from the enemy, Father, bringing it to our mind, oh God, and we entertained it, oh God. We want to ask you to forgive us, Lord. Father, we want to ask you to forgive us, Father, for not, Father, fasting when we should have been fasting, oh God, praying when we should have been praying, oh God, praying for others when you had put on our heart to pray for them, oh God. But Father, we sought after, Father, the person, or we trying to figure out who the person is, oh God. And Father, you didn't ask us to figure it out, God, but you asked us to pray for someone that is going through, God, for that pain that may be going in your body. It may not have been your pain, Father, but you're trying to figure out why the pain is there, Father. But God, when we was trying to figure it out, oh God, we should have been praying, oh God. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Lord. Father, we ask you, Father, that God help us in the areas where we are weak at, oh God, in our prayer life, Lord. And reveal to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, the areas where we need to clean up, oh God, that we may get back in that place, Father, where we once was in, Father, praying without ceasing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Those areas where we've been distracted at, oh God, those areas, Father, that we've been desiring, Father, the wrong thing, oh God, we've been asking and praying, Father, for the wrong things, oh God, because we've been too selfish, Father, to see that our brother is sick, Father, our neighbor is homeless, oh God, Father, our children are in need, oh God. And I'm not talking about my children, but I'm talking about, when I say our children, I'm talking about children all over this world.
that are in need of prayer, because they may be going through molestation, they may be going through abuse, and they may be kidnapped, oh God, and sex traffic, oh God. But God, yet we set up in our homes and we got too comfortable, God, Father, with the lifestyle we are living, oh God, that we forgot about the babies, oh God. We forgot about the people, the children, the homeless. We forgot about those that are in prison, oh God, wrongfully, God. We forgot about those that are on their bed of affliction, oh God. We forgot about those that are in the home, in mental institutions, oh God. Father, out of their mind, oh God. Father, being tormented day and night, oh God. But yet we sit up here praying selfishly, God. God, give me this. God, give me that, God. God, help me in this area. God, help me in that area, God. But when our brother and sister is down and out, oh God. So many, God, have turned their back, oh God, and don't even want to say the name of Jesus anymore, God, because, Father, they didn't listen to the devil, Father, and they didn't grab hold onto another religion or another way, oh God. But God, you told us that day would come, oh God. But yet we in our prayer closet praying, God, give me this, oh God. God, give me that, oh God. God, forgive us, oh God, for being selfish. Forgive us from being selfish, Lord. Forgive us from being selfish, Father. Forgive us, Father, for not praying, Father, for our government, oh God. Forgive us, Father. And Father, I'm not talking about all of us, oh God. But God, what I found out, God, when one of us fall, we all fall, Lord. It's like a domino effect, oh God. And but God, we thank you, Father, for those are still standing, Father, in that prayer zone, oh God. Father, praying, Father, without sleep, oh God. Praying, Father, in spite of the pain that they're going through, oh God. They're praying without ceasing, oh God. Father, we thank you so much for them. We thank you, Father, for those, Father, that are in their secret place, oh God, and nobody know they're there, God, but you, God, and they're holding us up, oh God, in prayer, Father, until we get it together, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord. Now, God, help us, Father, to catch on, Lord, and pray, Father, without ceasing, Father, because this world, Father, is not like it used to be, oh God. It's getting worse and worse, oh God. That God, that some of us, a lot of us can't even go outside of our door without seeing something crazy going on, Lord. People can't even go to the store, Father, without somebody watching them, Father, to try to see how they can get away with them, Lord. Father, we need you today, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for opening up our understanding, God. And opening up our minds to see, Father, our flaws, to see our error, oh God, that we may correct the things, Father, that need to be corrected, oh God, that we may be able to walk in the light, the true light that you have called us to walk in, Lord. That the world can see something different, oh God, and know that there is a better way, God, than what they see every day of their life, Lord. That they say, why should I change? And the church is still is the same way that we are. But see, Father, one thing that the world doesn't realize, Father, that the church is a hospital. That the devil is going to be in the church. Because the church is a hospital for healing and deliverance, for a word to be brought into their life, oh God. Oh Lord, help us today, Father. Help us to pray, Father, without ceasing, Lord. In spite of, Lord, help us to lay down all those things, Father, that we have picked up along the way, Father, that has caused us to stop following you, God, but have caused us to walk in another direction, Father. Forgive us, Lord, because these weights have become so heavy to us, Lord, that we can't even see straight, Father. And we're battling over which things am I going to keep? Which things do I need more than the other? And Father, you're saying, give it all up. Because you're not going to need those things in the place that you're going, Lord. I want to first be the one to say, Lord, forgive me from being blinded by the foolishness of this world, for carrying on things that I should not be carrying on, Lord, picking up things along the way that I should not have picked up, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. Because God, you have called us into this world to change the atmosphere. Everywhere we go, we supposed to walk in dominion and power. When we walk into a place that is destructive, a place that is chaos, when we walk in that place, oh God, the atmosphere is supposed to change because of the power we're walking in, because of the anointing that we're walking in. Not that we would look up to ourselves as we're something, because it's not us. It is the Christ in us. It is the Holy Spirit that is in us that changes the atmosphere. And because we have fed our flesh so much, so many things that it desired, we can't even see straight. And we can't even walk in the power, God, that you have given us, Father. Your word said that I go away to be with the Father. He said, so greater works shall you do. Greater work. How can you work and do greater works if you're still pulling on and being influenced by the world? We have to allow Christ to influence our life. We have to allow the Word of God to influence our life. We have to allow the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, to influence our life. Now, God, I pray today, God, that you would keep us from the hour of temptation that should come up on all the world, Lord. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would bless us to hold on to your word of patience, oh God, because, Father, we have been easily distracted, God, but I rebuke the distraction today in the name of Jesus Christ. I cancel the assignment of the devil today. I cancel the assignment of the flesh that would come to steal, kill, and destroy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because sometimes we can be our worst enemy. Sometimes we can be our worst enemy. We rebuke the enemy of our flesh today, that the Spirit of Christ may arise and be all that he's supposed to be in our life. We give the Holy Spirit permission to take control, to take back the wheel, to move forth in our life, to get in the driver's seat in the name of Jesus Christ. And we rebuke the spirit of our flesh. We rebuke the fleshly desires, that hunger and lust after the things of this world. We rebuke it today. And we give the Holy Spirit his control back in the name of Jesus. That we will pray without ceasing. That 5 minutes of sleep that we may get may equal up to 5 hours of sleep. The word of God said, one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like one day. That reminded me of 5 minutes of sleep can equal up to 5 hours. That little rest that God will give you through you being consistent in your prayer life, God will give you rest. He will give you the peace that you need to go and to fulfill this. He said he beautifies the meek. Lord, we thank you today, God, for this hour of prayer, Lord, that you have blessed us with today. We thank you so much, Father. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We thank you for opening up our understanding. We thank you, Father, for giving us strength. We thank you, Father, for giving us wisdom, Lord.
And we thank you, Father, for giving us the desire, Father, to lay it all down, to follow you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for bringing it back to our remembrance, oh God, the purpose and the plan for our life, Lord. Because you said in your word, Father, that you will fulfill that which you, that good work which you begun in us. And God, it is good. It is good. Even until the day of Christ, you said you will fulfill it. You said you will fulfill it. You said you will fulfill it, Lord. You said you will fulfill it. You will fulfill it, Lord. And we thank you so much, Father, for fulfilling your perfect will in us, Lord. Through Christ Jesus, we thank you. We put on the mind of Christ today. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you so much. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you agree in this prayer, please say amen. If you have comments that you want to make, if you want a prayer request, leave it in my message box. Pray with me in Jesus' name. I will be praying again tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.